And now, without further ado, let's begin.
This happened to me and my mom in 2015, when I was still a teenager. We were heading to our beach house, which was 2 hours away from my hometown. My mom liked to drive at night because there was no traffic. I didn't mind, and loved to listen to music or sleep during the trip. I remember it was a very chilly night, perhaps during winter. It wasn't unusual, though, since we liked to stay at the beach no matter the season. So there we were, driving on a regular road. It was after midnight, and I was listening to my iPod. I remember hearing my mom say that the car was almost out of gas, but predicting we could still make the drive anyway. That didn't worry me much, since my mom is a great and responsible driver. She always handles her car very well, and never had any issues. Until this creepy, daunting night. After a while, I opened my eyes and knew exactly where we were. We've been driving along this road for as long as I can remember. Therefore, I knew by heart that we were about to take a sharp turn in a few moments. I closed my eyes again and dozed off. Then, I was suddenly shaken awake by my mom. Still groggy, I looked at her and at once could see she was worried, maybe even a little frantic. That was very uncommon since she's a very level-headed person and keeps her cool most of the time. Confused, I focused on what she was saying. She told me she had taken a wrong turn, and there had been no way back for miles and miles. I scanned our surroundings. We were on a large dirt road with no signs of civilization in sight. The right road we should have taken would have been a busy highway, but this was a desolate, narrow path with only trees around us. I tried my cell phone. No signal. I tried resetting the GPS my mom had for emergencies, but got no signal with that as well. We had absolutely no idea where we were or where the car was headed to. The only familiar path was the road we had missed. We knew nothing more than that, never having been to the surrounding areas. As we drove deeper into the unknown, the road became narrower and more treacherous. The branches of the trees on either side of the road brushed against the car, creating an eerie and unsettling atmosphere. Anyone who has ever driven through woodsy areas at night knows the feeling I'm talking about. I could sense my mom's unease as she tried to navigate the car through the tight space, as well as keep an eye on the low fuel notice on the dashboard. She turned the AC off, and the car got really cold. It seemed like the road had deep ditches on both sides, and our car was going to get stuck at any moment. We tried discussing what to do, but by then, I couldn't keep calm anymore. The isolation and fear of an empty tank were too much for my panicky personality. I felt a lump in my throat and cried silently while my mom tried to evaluate our meager options. After what felt like hours of driving, we finally reached a kind of clearing up ahead. My mom was relieved, thinking we had got somewhere with more cars, or literally.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Anything else. But as we continued down the road, we realized it was only a dead end. True, it was a bit wider than the rest of the path we were on, but there was still no way to turn the car around without risking getting stuck in the ditches. Panic set in as we realized we were decidedly trapped. We were alone, in the middle of nowhere, with no way to call for help or easily get back on track. I kept trying my cell and the GPS, but to no avail. My mom was also trembling by this point. She's very tough and prepared, but never anticipated getting stuck somewhere like this. In the worst possible moment, we heard a rustling in the bushes. I was so terrified that I couldn't focus on the trees at first, because I thought I would see something horrifying and collapse right there. My mom said something about turning off the car, hoping to remain hidden, but she didn't. We sat in silence for a moment, waiting for any sign of what was out there. It was terrifying. We were an easy target. Two women stranded in a car with low fuel and no weapons of any kind. Those were my thoughts while I finally studied the woods around us, illuminated by the weak headlights. I saw no path, no opening, nothing. No sign or indication that this was someone's property. It had to be the wind, or maybe an animal that was making that unnerving swishing sound. I still remember how the non-stop chills ran down my spine as that feeling of dread consumed me. I was bawling my eyes out by that point, believing we would be attacked, die, or just never be found. Honestly, I really hoped to never feel this vulnerable and frightened again. When we heard another noise coming from the trees, my mom quickly changed her mind and began to back up. Breathing deeply and fueled by a sudden useful fear, my mom finally managed to turn the car around. It was a sheer demonstration of control and driving skills, since that patch of road was so narrow and full of rocks that I could never have pulled it off. She then sped down the road we came. The fuel was almost gone, and the car was freezing from the lack of AC. I was shaking, not only because of the cold, but also the pure terror. We both cried from indescribable relief. We did discuss about how to prevent these things from happening next time, but the truth is, it could happen to anyone. I guess people should be prepared for all of the worst possible outcomes when driving. The beach was near enough now, and we spotted a gas station in the distance, but it was closed. Eventually, though, we did manage to arrive at our house, literally running on fumes. My mom made it to a gas station in the morning and got the news that she almost ruined the car. Thankfully, everything turned out okay. I will never forget the horror movie vibes of that dark, isolated, ominous stretch of road. The way it led to seemingly nowhere was also creepy, and I will never understand why it exists in the first place. Not only that, but the thought of all the unspeakable things that could have happened in the middle of those woods will forever haunt us when driving at night. This happened for about 2 weeks in the summer of 2021. Back in 2021, my sleep schedule was very messed up. I'm talking about staying up till 3 to 5 a.m. almost every night, then waking up at 10 a.m. It was awful. I mention this because I probably would have never even seen this strange woman if it weren't for my awful sleep schedule. It was either Wednesday or Thursday at around 2:30 a.m. I was downstairs on my couch scrolling on my phone when I heard some type of clacking and speaking outside on the sidewalk right outside my house. I turned around and peeked through the blinds to see who would be walking around at 2:30 a.m. But when I peeked through, I saw this very skinny, blonde woman walking down the street whilst talking on the phone, but she was walking like her limbs were spongy. It was by far the most unsettling, unnatural thing I've ever seen. I was freaked out, and the last thing I wanted was for her to look at me or something. I thought, maybe she's just drunk or something and she's headed home? And the next day I told my friends about it, and then forgot about it. Fast forward 4 days later. It was probably around 4 or 5 a.m. I was playing video games in my room. I got really hungry, so I removed my headset and prepared to head downstairs to the kitchen. But as soon as I removed them, I heard an almost cartoonish meowing. We have two very friendly stray cats in my neighborhood, so I assumed it was one of them. I was worried one of them was hurt, since they never meow like this. So I look out my window to see if they're out there, but I almost gasp when I see her. She's inhumanly hunched over and meowing, scratching at the concrete. I can see her backbones poking out of her dress, and her arms seem so long. She must have seen the sudden increase of light coming from my window as she snapped her neck around towards me. Her eyes, she had them open freakishly wide, and her jaw dropped to its fullest extent, almost as if she was trying to scream, but nothing came out. Then before I can even take all of this in, she sprints on all fours into my neighbor's backyard and disappears into darkness. I am scared beyond belief and think I am dreaming at this point. I just sit in my bed frozen until the sun starts to rise. I then fell asleep. I haven't seen her since, but the day after I went to the side of my house, and I swear I could see some slight marks in the concrete. The following week, I heard her heels clacking, but saw nothing. I haven't seen or heard her since those two summer weeks in 2021. And man, I really hope I never do again.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion,
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.